ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ, ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ, ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ. നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേ നഷ്ടപ്രായേഷു ഭദ്രേഷു നിത്യം ഭാഗവത സേവയാ. ഭഗവതി ഉത്തമ ശ്ലോകേ ഭക്തിർഭവതി നൈഷ്ഠികീ. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 13, Rahugana converses with Jadabharata, text number 20. Rahugana tvam api hi advanaha asya sanyastadandaha krutabhuta maitraha asat ജിത ആത്മാ ഹരിസേവയാ ശിതം ജ്ഞാന അസീം ആദായ തത്ര അതിപാരം. രഹുഗണത്വം അപിഹി അദ്വനസ്യ സന്യസ്തദണ്ഡഃ കൃതഭൂതമൈത്രഃ അസജ്ജിതാത്മാ ഹരിസേവയാശിതം ജ്ഞാനാസി മാദായ തരാതിപത്രം. രഹുഗണത്വം അപിഹി അദ്വനോസ്യ സന്യസ്തദണ്ഡഃ കൃതഭൂതമൈത്രഃ അസജ്ജിതാത്മാ ഹരിസേവയാശിതം ജ്ഞാനാസി മാദായ തരാതിപാരം. രഹുഗണത്വം അപിഹി അദ്വനോ അസ്യ സന്യസ്തദണ്ഡഃ കൃതഭൂതമൈത്രഃ അസജ്ജിതാത്മാ ഹരിസേവയാശിതം ജ്ഞാനാസി മാദായ തരാതിപാരം. ചാൻ്റ്.
Thank you.
Matajis. Rahugana, O King Rahugana, Tvam, you, Api, also, he, certainly, Advanaha, of the path of material existence, Asya, this, Sanyastadandaha, having given up the king's rod for punishing criminals, Krutabhuta Maitraha, having become friendly to everyone, Asat Jita Atma, whose mind is not attracted to the material pleasure of life, Hari Sevaya, by the means of loving service to the Supreme Lord, Sitam, sharpened, Jnana Asim, the sword of knowledge, Adaya, taking in hand, Tara, crossover, Atiparam, to the ultimate end of spiritual existence. Translation purported by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My dear King Rahugana, you are also a victim of external energy, being situated on the path of attraction to material pleasure, so that you may become an equal friend to all living entities. I now advise you to give up your kingly position and the rod by which you punish criminals. Give up the attraction to the sense objects and take up the sword of knowledge sharpened by devotional service. Then you will be able to cut the hard knot of illusion energy and cross to the other side of ocean of nescience. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna compares material world to a tree of illusion from which one must cut oneself free. Narupamasyeha tatopalabhyate nanto nachadir nachasampratishta ashvatthamenam suvirudhamulam asanga shastrena drudena chitva tatah padam tat parimargitavyam yasmin gatanana nivartanti bhuyaha tameva chadyam purusham prapadye yata pravrittihi prashrita purani. The real form of this tree cannot be perceived in this world. No one can understand where it ends, where it begins, or where its foundation is. But with determination, one must cut down this tree with the weapon of detachment. So doing, one must seek that place from which, having once gone, one never returns, and there surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom everything has begun and in whom everything is abiding since time immemorial. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I think on Sunday lecture, Mukund Mahaguru explained the tree of the material existence, right? So I'm not going to explain it again. So here, Chadabharat was instructing Maharaj Rahugana to become merciful to all living entities. And then give up your Rajdanda. Right? rod of punishment and become merciful to all living entities. And do something which you can, by doing which, get this knowledge of Krishna consciousness so that you can go back home, back to Godhead. Right? So that's what Srila Prabhupada also mentions in the purport. In Dwapar Yuga, on the bank of Penna River in Tamil Nadu, South India, three noble souls who got intoxicated with love of God, they have assembled there. The Lord, in order to ignite the lamp of knowledge, you know, in the dark night, He created a huge storm. So, out of that one ascetic, he somehow or other, he reached one place, Varanda, where one person can sleep very comfortably. So he was lying down very comfortably. So meanwhile, another ascetic came. Then he said, I want to take rest because outside it is raining. So the first sadhu said, one person can sleep, you know, two persons can sit in this place, right? So saying like that, both the persons, they sat. Meanwhile, third person also came, third sadhu came. He said, oh, it was raining heavily, I want to rest here. Then he said, one person can sleep, two persons can sit, three persons can stand, right? So three persons, all the three sadhus were standing. The Lord, out of His causeless mercy, He wanted to give them knowledge. So He also entered. Then He was standing in the middle of the three persons. Somehow He squeezed Himself in between them. So all the three ascetics, they were wondering, who is this? Who is this? You know, who is squeezing us? Who is pressing us? Like that, right? So then they understood who is that person. So by the mercy of the Lord, actually the three persons were Poigai Alvar, Bhuta Alvar, and Pe Alvar. So they are the originators of Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya in Dwapar Yuga. Right? So there are, like, we have Dwadas Mahajans, like they have 12 Alvars, you know, like they are like Mahajans, like that. So he, the first Alvar, Poigai Alvar, you know, he saw the entire universe is the container or substratum of the lamp. You know, ocean as the oil. Right? And the glittering sun as the flame. Right? So that means, in short, this Alvar visualized the Lord having the entire universe as His body. So that is a primary knowledge, like that. So the second Alvar, Bhuta Alvar, he got second stage of devotional knowledge. That is Parajnana, you know, supreme knowledge, right? Like, he realized that affection or love as container. Then Abnivesha, intense devotion as the oil. The mind that got melted by those is as the wick. And the soul, the wisdom incarnate as the blazing flame of lamp offered to Lord Narayana. So that is the second stage of devotion. So when the Abnivesha was there, just like in Damodar Leela we study, when Mother Yashoda was absorbed, you know, with body, mind and words, you know, with words describing the pastimes of Krishna, with mind thinking about Krishna, with the body engaged in the service of Krishna. So Krishna cannot remain invisible. So he was present. He got up from the bed and he was present before Mother Yashoda. So like that, when these two Alvars got the knowledge, third, this primary and secondary stage of knowledge. So the third is Pei Alvar. He got the first, the vision of the consort of Lord Narayana as Shri, you know, with the golden hue, and the Supreme Lord, Lord Narayana. So he had the darshan of Lakshmi and Narayana. Right? So this is the beginning of that sampradaya where the devotion to Lakshmi and Narayana was, you know, they have started these three alvars. So meanwhile, there is one more great personality in their sampradaya, Swami Desikan. Right? He explained this, the vision of these three alvars, saying that actually this happened on the bank of river Penna, Tirukovillur. No? Tirukovillur. It's very difficult to pronounce. So Tirukovillur. So there the Lord has darshan. He gives unique darshan, where usually the Lord carries discus in his right hand, the conch in his left hand. But here the Lord is carrying, wielding discus in the left hand and conch in the right hand. So Swami Desikan explains that the Lord, when the cruel persons come, in order to kill them, he can even very easily lift his left hand and throw the discus and kill them. But because right hand, with conch, you know, the conch gives knowledge, Brahman. But when it is touched by the Lord with his right hand and touches the conch on the head of the devotee, the knowledge is awakened. Right? Like we have seen in Dhruva Maharaj. Right? Dhruva Maharaj, he didn't go to any Gurukul, you know, Bhakti and Swami mission school or anything. Right? So when he saw the Lord, he wanted to offer prayers, but he had no knowledge. So seeing the desire of Dhruva Maharaj, the Lord actually touched the conch on the head of Dhruva Maharaj. Immediately the knowledge was awakened. That's why this knowledge is called revealed knowledge. Right? Revealed knowledge. So this knowledge cannot be learnt by reading the books. We cannot learn by reading. If you know English, we cannot learn. If you know Sanskrit, we cannot learn. That's why there are so many people who know Sanskrit, who knew English, but still they read Bhagavad Gita. Right? But they have a very wrong understanding of Bhagavad Gita, because the knowledge is not revealed. Max, there is one fellow, English scholar, H.G. Wilson. He wrote translation of Vishnu Puran. Right? Max Muller, he was a Jesuit appointed by British to blaspheme Vedas. Right? So they have read all the Vedas. He has read all the Vedas. H.G. Wilson translated Vishnu Puran into English language. But they blasphemed. So Srila Prabhupada explained, they could not understand because they have not received this knowledge by the mercy of the spiritual master. That's why they cannot explain. So this knowledge was given, you know, by the Lord, you know, by the touch of this conch. That's why that Lord is another meaning Swami Desikan gives. But actually here the Lord was squeezed by the three alvars, just like when sugar cane is squeezed, you know, the juice comes out. Like that, the Lord was squeezed by these three alvars, so that, you know, this divine knowledge has come from their mouths. So to inundate the entire world with the knowledge of Lord Narayana, like that. So that is why even now in Tirukovillur, on the bank of Penna River, they you know, grow sugarcane a lot, like that. So this Narupam Asyeha Tatopalabhyate, నాంతు నచ్చదే నచ్చ సంప్రతిష్ట. అశ్వత్థవేనం సువీరుడు మూలం అసంగ శస్త్రిణ దృఢన చిత్వ. యూనో వీ నీడ్ దిస్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ నాలెడ్జ్, ద స్వార్డ్ ఆఫ్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ నాలెడ్జ్, యూనో, టు కట్ ద నాట్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్. సో వెన్ యూ కట్ ద నాట్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ వాట్ హ్యాపెన్స్? యూనో కృష్ణ సేస్ నాతద్ భాష్యతే సూర్యో నా శశాంకు నా పావక యద్గత్వా నివర్తంతే తద్ధామ పరమం మమ. సో కృష్ణ ఇస్ సేయింగ్ నాతద్ భాష్యతే సూర్యో, మై డివైన్ అబోడ్ డజంట్ రిక్వైర్ సన్, దేర్ ఇస్ నో సన్, దేర్ ఇస్ నో మూన్, రైట్, దేర్ ఇస్ నో నీడ్ ఫర్ ఎలక్ట్రిసిటీ, దేర్ ఇస్ నో నీడ్ ఫర్ ఎలక్ట్రిసిటీ. అండ్ హౌ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇండియా ఇస్ గోయింగ్ త్రూ యూనో షార్టేజ్ ఆఫ్ యూనో పవర్, ఎలక్ట్రిసిటీ, రైట్. లైక్ రీసెంట్లీ దెర్ వాజ్ ఎ స్టార్మ్ ఇన్ అమెరికా, రైట్, సమ్ సో మెనీ మిలియన్స్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ దే హ్ బికమ్ పవర్లెస్, రైట్. సుప్రీం పవర్, సూపర్ పవర్ హెస్ బికమ్ పవర్లెస్, సంబడి వాజ్ సేయింగ్, రైట్, దే వర్ డార్క్ న్యూజెర్సీ అండ్ సమ్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ స్టాటన్ ఐలాండ్ అండ్ ఆల్ దట్, ఇట్స్ ఇస్ డార్క్ అండ్ దేర్ వాజ్ సో మచ్ లూటింగ్ అండ్ ఆల్ వాజ్ టేకింగ్ ప్లేస్, పీపుల్ ఆర్ అఫ్రైడ్, రైట్. సో ఇన్ తమిళనాడు దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ సివియర్ పవర్ షార్టేజ్, యూనో ఫర్ 13-14 అవర్స్ దే హ్యావ్ పవర్ కట్స్, రైట్. సో ఇన్ ఆంధ్ర ఆల్సో దేర్ సివియర్ పవర్ షార్టేజ్, ఉత్తరప్రదేశ్, ఆల్ ది స్టేట్స్ దే హ్యావ్ పవర్ షార్టేజ్. సో వీ ఆర్ సో మచ్ ప్రీవియస్లీ దేర్ 100 years బ్యాక్ దెర్ వాజ్ నో ఎలక్ట్రిసిటీ, రైట్. సో పీపుల్ ఆర్ లివింగ్ కంఫర్టబుల్లీ, బట్ నౌ వీ ఆర్ సో మచ్ అకస్టమ్ టు యూనో సమ్టైమ్స్ అవర్ మజుందార్ ప్రభు గివ్స్ ఇట్ సెండ్స్ ఎ నోటీస్ ఫర్ ఫర్ టుడే, టుమారో 10 o'clock టు 3 o'clock దెర్ ఇస్ నో పవర్, రైట్. సో వీ ఆల్ కరిస్తీమ్ యూనో. One devotee was commenting, so in order that you know that he is to know the importance of Majumdar, Mr. Majumdar, sometimes he sends this notice, you know, that there will be no power, so that everybody will remember him, right? Like that, so power, Krishna is saying, there is no need for electricity in my dham. Natat bhashyate suryo, na shashanko na pavakaha. యద్ గత్వా నివర్తంతే తద్ధాం పరమం మమ. దోస్ హు కమ్ టు మై ప్లానెట్ దే విల్ నెవర్ కమ్ బ్యాక్ అగైన్. శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద్ రైట్స్ ఇన్ ద పర్పోర్ట్ వెరీ నైస్ స్టేట్మెంట్ దట్ ఎవ్రీవన్ షుడ్ బి క్యాప్టివేటెడ్ బై దిస్ ఇన్ఫర్మేషన్. వి షుడ్ నో వాట్ ఈస్ దేర్ అవుట్ సైడ్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. సో దట్ ఈస్ వై we should acquire this knowledge, right? So this idam tute guhitamam pravakshami anusuyave jnanam vijnana sahitam yajnatva mokshase ashubhat. So Krishna is saying that my dear Arjuna, because you are free from envy, idam tute guhitamam, you know, I am giving you this confidential knowledge, you know, idam tute guhitamam pravakshami anusuyave, because you are free from envy, జ్ఞానం విజ్ఞాన సహితం. జ్ఞానం మీన్స్ థియరిటికల్ నాలెడ్జ్, విజ్ఞానం మీన్స్ ప్రాక్టికల్ నాలెడ్జ్, రైట్. సో ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ దట్ లైక్ ప్రభుపాద్ సెడ్ వీ గో టు పీపుల్ గో టు ఆల్ దీస్ యూనివర్సిటీస్, యూనో ఐఐటి, ఐఐఎం, యూనో హార్వర్డ్ యూనివర్సిటీ, రైట్. సో పీపుల్ దే గెట్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్. So if somebody, they work nowadays, you know, they have to pay some lakhs of rupees to get admission in IIM, you know, to pursue studies in IIM. They spend a lot of lakhs of rupees, they have to spend some 15-20 lakhs they have to spend, yeah. So after spending all the money, sometimes some people, they spend 50-60 lakhs to send their children to Harvard University, yeah. So do these Harvard University people are IIT people give them assurance that by after getting this, you know, they have this, you know, convocation, yeah. they give, present a degree, right? So now we are giving you this certificate, right? From now onwards, all of you, there will be no more misery for you, right? Do they assure you? no more measuring for you. Right? Do they, of now, oh, I got this degree, right? Now there will be no more measuring for me. But actually, the trouble begins after the acquiring the degree. Right? Srila Prabhupada said, modern education means preparing you to be a dog's life. Yeah? You are a Harvard University graduate means you are a big dog. NIT Surat graduate means you are a small dog. Right? But Srila Prabhupada, you know, there is one verse, Swavidvarahosa Karai Samsutaha Purusha Pashu. You know, that verse is quoted in the back pages of Life Comes From Life. 91, when I was at home, I gave it to my father. My father was so furious, you know, reading that. So Prabhupada wrote in that purport of that verse, saying that modern education means they are preparing you to be a dog. Dog is not happy without having a master. So these people, they go after getting certificate, they go from factory to factory, you know, factory to factory, then they, please give me job, please give me job, and they say, no vacancy, no vacancy. Right? I had this experience in Surat only. I was also studying in Surat, that time Regional Engineering College. Right? So I wanted to work and study also, because I was studying ME there. So I used to go to all these factories, and they used to just chase away, you know, get out, you know. So once I, for one Telugu fellow, he was a general manager in one cement company. I waited for 10 hours out of his outside his office for the job. Then after that he said, no job. So, rascal, why kept me waiting, you know. So when I read this purport, I said, why? Prabhupada is, you know, writing about me. So dog, you know. So modern education means they are making you dog. And Srila Prabhupada, when he was in Bombay and all, he was going to all these Marwadis and all, asking, please give me your son, I will make him Brahmana. No, Swamiji, what you will do by becoming Brahmana? So they want them to be trained as Sudra. Sudra means dog. Right? So they can't give you assurance, you know, once you get this degree, you will be free from all miseries. But Krishna is giving this assurance. That idam tutu gihutamam pravaksha manasuyave jnanam vijnana sahitam yajnatva mokshase ashubat. Yajnatva, knowing, after knowing which, this knowledge, jnana and vijnana, then you will become free from all miseries of life. Please switch off your cell phones. Right? All of your miseries will be finished. So actually this is the experience of all of us, right? In 1991, I was not having a good job, and actually it's a good job. I was employed in government, you know. I was having Saturday Sunday holidays. I used to go to one company in Goregaon, right? So I was a mechanical engineer graduate. So I used to cry because my friends, some of my friends, they were having jobs in multinational companies, BPCL and all. So they were getting bigger salary than me. So I used to cry, such a bad job, like that. So I used to go to one company in inspection in Goregaon. So there one engineer used to assist me for inspection. He used to cry, Swap, Saab, aapka job itna achcha hai. Right? Like that, we are always compare. So I was so frustrated with my life. Sometimes I used to think better to die. So much misery in this world. Other day I was, when I went home, some photographs of myself at that time, you know. So I was so miserable, you know. I was looking so sad in those photographs. I said, but somehow I knew that I should not commit suicide and all. But 91 January, I read Bhagavad Gita as it is. You know, in 3 months, I have read 11 chapters. Then all my miseries have gone. I said, hey, this is the best job. Right? Then I used to come to the temple Friday evening, Saturday, Sunday. you know, I used to stay here. Then all my miseries have gone completely, and I was very blissful. Then I used to study, read Prabhupada Lilamrita in office. Right? All six volumes or seven volumes, I finished in office. Right? Because the government job, koi puchne wala nahi. I said, this is the best job. Right? So my officer called me, he used to call me and said, hey Shivaram, you are paid, you know. You decide, you want to read Prabhupada Lilamrita or you want to work. I said, I want to read Prabhupada Lilamrita. Okay, go and join. So, actually he was the inspiration, you know, for joining. He said, you can't do like this. You know, we are paying you and then you are reading, you know, teachings of Queen Kunti. I used to by heart, you know, prayers by teachings of Queen Kunti sitting in the office. Like that. So, this is my experience. Other day Sevatrupur was asking, any time did you regret that you joined ISKCON? I said, not even for a moment. You know, not even for a moment I regretted. 20 years I have passed. I never felt. So whatever little suffering, I was having a very good life. And whatever little suffering I have, it is because of my own misbehavior and short-temperedness and not able to follow other. Otherwise, this Krishna consciousness is so wonderful that except for a little bit ill health, I have no problem. You know, all these miseries are gone. So this is my experience, and many devotees' experience. All agree? All of you agree? Huh? So this is, you know, Narupam, you must get this knowledge, right? So that's why Prabhupada is saying, you know, prajahati yada kaman, you know. See, you must give up this. You know, so we must be fixed in a Krishna consciousness, perfect knowledge of Krishna consciousness, right? So because our mind is very flickering, sometimes we think sankalpa and vikalpa. Sometimes I think, oh, this is good. After some time we think, this is not good, this is bad. Like that we keep on changing our situation. Why? It is because we are on mental platform. So, Prabhupada is saying that let me do this because it is sanctioned by the Supreme Lord. So, when we dovetail our consciousness with Supreme Consciousness, especially Prabhupada is giving this lecture in 1966. So, that time he was not using this word Krishna and all that, because those boys won't understand. You know, this is the beginning of 1966, second chapter lectures. Prabhupada is saying individual consciousness and Supreme Consciousness. So Prabhupada is saying, when we are dictated by Supreme Consciousness, then if we simply agree, let me do this, then that is the perfection of life. Let me do this. Arjuna in the beginning, he is saying, he has this, you know, wavering, you know. Prabhupada says, this material platform is tottering. Right? Tottering material platform. So, Prabhupada, he is tottering on the mental plane. He said, no, let me do this, let me not do this. Like that he was saying. But when Krishna instructed that, you know, you do this, Arjuna agreed, then he is very happy. Nasto moham smriti labdha. Right? So, Prabhupada is saying that in the first chapter and second chapter, beginning Arjuna I, that using that I, now later on when he was saying I, there is a difference. You know, that I is, you know, misusing independence. He is thinking, I will do this, I will do that. And this I will do this. That is dictated by Supreme Consciousness. That is perfect situation. Just like Prabhupada is saying, we are always worried about dollars. I always say, you know, we have Chintamani, holy name, but we have Chinta for money. Right? So Prabhupada is saying that our situation is like this. I am having headache. If I have, you know, backache, it will be nice. I was actually, when I was reading this chapter, these lectures, I was thinking, who will say like that? You know, when I'm having a headache. Then I said, one Mataji, she does flower seva. She was not coming for a long time. Then I asked, Mataji, what happened? Why you're not coming? Oh, Prabhuji, I have this severe, this problem of arthritis. Then she is saying, this is so troublesome, better to have like you diabetes. Then later on I understood, what Prabhupada is correct. She is thinking, if I have diabetes like you, better. Then this arthritis is so troublesome. I was thinking, you know, this so, if arthritis is okay, you know, if you should only avoid, you know, khatta cheese. But diabetes means the favorite thing, you know, sweets you have to avoid. Right? So, Srila Prabhupada gave this nice example, like a boatman, he was thinking, you know, he was daydreaming. Right? Because every day he has to go to the river, you know, he has to go to the river. So, for that, you know, there is a bank, you know, there is a bank of river and all. So, he has to walk from his jhopadi to the river. So, he is not having chappal and all the pebbles and sharp, you know, stones and the thorns and all, they were, you know, pricking his feet, you know. So, he was thinking that if at all I become very rich, you know, if at all I become very rich, I will lay down cushions and sponges and all on the bank of the river, so that when I walk to row the boat, my feet doesn't get pierced by the stones and all. Srila Prabhupada said, such a foolish person, if you become rich, you don't have to pull the boat, you know. So, foolish people, they don't think beyond this material world. You know, they think like that. Like, Srila Prabhupada gave another example, that once one lady, she went to pick the, you know, firewood, you know, to the forest, and became, she is an old lady and became very heavy. Right? So she was unable to carry, and then that bundle, you know, she was carrying on her head, it fell down, and all the firewood and all, you know, got this thing. Then the whole Lord, please help me, she cried. Right? And Lord came and said, what can I do? Please, you know, tie this bundle and keep it on my head. So, Srila Prabhupada said, those people who are on the material platform, so they are like this. Right? So, that's why Srila Prabhupada is saying that similarly, we want to be happy in some way. Krishna is saying, reject all these plans. Any amount of plans on bodily conception cannot make you happy. Cannot make you happy. Even if you become the most famous man, the best, even if you win the Oscar award, you know, still, like yesterday, one of my friends, he sent me an email, one famous Bollywood star, superstar, he was saying in, it seems, one interview, that it is very lonely at the top, and I am feeling very lonely, and there is some kind of emptiness and restlessness in my heart. I don't know what to do. Many millions of people, they aspire to become like him, but he is actually feeling emptiness. So that is why Srila Prabhupada is saying that reject this and go beyond this. That's why here it is said that narukama seha tatopalabhyate nanto na chadi nachasampratishta ashvatthamenam suviridumulam asanga shastrena dride tata padam tat parimargitavyam yasmin gatanana nivartanti bhuvyah. You know, go beyond this. Take this sword of knowledge and go beyond this. Right? So then, we'll become Krishna conscious. Here, one more word is Harisevaya. Right? Harisevaya. So how do we go beyond this? You know, by Hari Sevaya, by serving the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead, right? So, what it means, you know, like other day I was saying, somebody asked, told Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, please keep me at your lotus feet all the time, Srila Prabhupada replied, that is not possible because I am always moving. Right? So, what it means, you know, taking shelter of the lotus feet of spiritual master, right? Following the instructions of the spiritual master, right? So, in this Harisevaya, it is very important. We should be very careful, you know, not to become, okay, here it is said that, you know, we should become, we should get the jnana. Right? That jnana should be, you know, fully realized knowledge. Right? Like I was saying, you don't get this knowledge by reading. It is realization. Vasudeva Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga, Prayojitaha, Janayati Ashi Vairagyam, Jnanam Chaya Dahetikam. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he always used to chastise his disciples. If they were acquiring many books and lying in the shelves. Right? It is very, very dangerous to become scholar in Krishna consciousness. Many of the scholars, they became deviated. Unless one, that scholarship is accompanied by menial service, he'll become, simply become puffed up and they blaspheme even Srila Prabhupada. Right? There are many examples. Right? There is one devotee, Satyanand Das. Right? Now he is blaspheming Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Right? He used to rot on the streets of Detroit. Right? Doing all nonsense. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada books, he became a devotee. Now he is saying, you know, it's all because of, you know, this scholarship. So, unaccompanied by menial service. Right? There is one devotee, he came here also. One devotee from Ludhiana, some brahmachari. He was writing, big scholar, you know, when he gave lecture here, that, you know, he was quoting from this Purana, that Purana, this this Veda, that Veda, you know, anargala, means, you know, effortlessly. He wrote an article saying that Prabhupada's sannyas is illegitimate and all that. You know, I was shocked. So, I said, this is the result of, you know, becoming a scholar. So, one should be very humble. That's why, when there is one devotee, Gaurada, he wanted to study Sanskrit and all. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur objected. You don't study. You just do service. Later on, all his service is finished, under the lamp of street light, under the street light, he used to read, you know, little bit Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's books and all. Then later on he became a great scholar of Sanskrit and awarded by Calcutta government, you know, Bengal government. So that time Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was very pleased. Yeah, you know. So he was doing all service. Like there is one, once Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was going on inspection tour in the, you know, Chaitanya Math. You know, big land they have. So he saw one devotee, brahmachari disciple. He was actually tending to the Mata gardens. Right? So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur called him and asked him, what do you understand of tattva, tattva jnana? Right? So he explained very nicely, complete tattva jnana. Right? So Srila Prabhupada, he was a acknowledged, even Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to call him Kavi. They called him Kavi because he was so acknowledged scholar in both Sanskrit and English, Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada used to say that whenever my Guru Maharaj would speak, I can't understand anything. Because it's so nice, I used to simply hear, like that. So this person, who is a gardener, without any knowledge of any Sanskrit or anything, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur asked him, how do you know all these things? You know, how do you know all these things? Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, that devotee, he replied, my dear Guru Maharaj, I just try to hear you every time you give a lecture and try to absorb whatever you are speaking. Then I try to do this service. You know. So that's how I got this realization of this knowledge. Right? So Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta told, this is the evidence of Sevon Mukehi Jivadav. Simply by rendering service, you know, you can attain perfect knowledge. Here the knowledge is revealed. Like that. There is one more devotee by name Ramdas. He was a gardener and laborer in Sri Chaitanya Math. He doesn't even know how to read and write even Bangla also. What to speak of Sanskrit. Like that. But he was actually toiling in the fields, sweeping the grounds of Chaitanya Math, you know, cleaning the toilets. You know, cleaning the toilets. But he is always happy and chanting Hare Krishna very blissfully. Like that. So when somebody mentioned to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur that why didn't you give him, you know, initiation? You know, then he said he doesn't require initiation. He doesn't require initiation. He simply becomes enlightened by Harinam and Dham Seva. You know, he becomes enlightened by Harinam and Dham Seva. Like Setiji, when some, they used to tell Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you are not giving initiation to Setiji. He doesn't require. Prabhupada told, he doesn't require initiation. One Mukund Prabhu or somebody mentioned to Srila Prabhupada about initiation to Harrison. Right? Srila Prabhupada said, not required. He is already initiated. Hari's son. His name is, you know, Harrison. Hari's son. Like that. So, Srila Bhakti Bhagavat Maharaj, he was a very great scholar. And he was a doctor in his previous life. Right? Then, Maharaj asked this Ramdas Brahmachari that, how are you so blissfully chanting all the time? You know, said, I simply try to, you know, produce flowers and fruit for offering to the Lord. You know, by doing so, I become so enlivened to always chant the holy name. I consider this success of my life. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur heard this answer. He said, this is etava janma safalyam, dehinam iha dehishu, pranair arthair diyo vacha, shreya acharanam sada. You know, this is the perfection of life, you know, that he is chanting blissfully. You know? So how he got all this? By blissfully, by doing menial service. That's why Srila Prabhupada, in that verse that I was speaking, second chapter, in the end, you know, he was saying, so we cannot actually come to the Supreme Consciousness, on the platform of Supreme Consciousness, by our own effort. Then he brought a piece of paper, right? On that piece of paper, he distributed to everybody. So that, on that piece of paper, I Nandatanuja, Kinkaram Patitam Maam Vishame Bhavambudav, Krupaya Tava Pada Pankaja Sthita Duli Sadrisham Vichintaya. So that verse is there. So you must recite this verse every day and pray to Krishna, please keep me as a dust particle on your lotus feet. You know? So this Krishna consciousness, one must be with a humble state of mind, one must render service, Hari Sevaya. Then the knowledge is revealed in our heart. So when the knowledge is revealed in our heart, then we can very blissfully serve the Lord. Otherwise, by this scholarship, there is one big scholar, Yajnamurti. He was so big scholar, all over India he went, he defeated every known scholar. You know, wherever he would go, a cart full of books he would carry, all reference books. Yeah. So one day, he came to South India, Srirangam. No, not Srirangam, there is one place. So he said, he went and approached Ramanuja, that come, let us have a debate. Ramanuja, they, by devotees, by nature, they are very humble. He said, okay, I am defeated, if you want, I will give you certificate. No problem. Okay, if you want to, if you say that, you know, I am defeated, okay, give me a certificate that, you know, this Mayavadism, Mayavad is supreme, and this Vaishnava philosophy is illusion. You know, then Ramanuja became angry. He said, no way, your Mayavad philosophy is illusion. You know, so the Vaishnava philosophy is perfect. Like that. So later on they had an argument. And these Mayavadis, they are very expert in word jugglery. They are all scholars, big scholars in Sanskrit and all. So he was very expert. Then they are having, you know, every day arguments. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, like that 17 days argument they had. 17 days. Then that day, 17th day, Yajnamurti almost defeated Sri Ramanuja. So previously, nowadays of course, if somebody is having argument, okay, later on even if somebody wins the argument, they say that is your opinion, this is my opinion, chalta hai, right? Previously it is not like that. If somebody is defeated in the argument, means he has to become his disciple, right? Then he has to agree that, you know, his philosophy is perfect. So on 17th day, this Yajnamurti almost defeated Sri Ramanuja, and Sri Ramanuja's face became very pale and he became very depressed. You know, and then almost on verge of, you know, tears, you know, like that. Then Sri Ramanuja, that day he went there, that place where they are having argument, that his deity's name was Devraj. So he went and prayed to the Lord, "My dear Lord, how long you hide yourself from the eyes of all these people? And these Mayavadis, they are trying to devour you and your wonderful form. Now please reveal your beautiful form to everybody. Otherwise, if tomorrow if I am defeated, the whole Vaishnavism will be finished and these Mayavadis will take over and the whole world will be vanquished." Then like that he was crying, Ramanuja. Then Lord appeared in his dream, said, "Don't worry, tomorrow you will be victorious." Right? Then as soon as the Lord has come into the dream of Sri Ramanuja, Ramanuja became very blissful by seeing the wonderful, beautiful form of the Lord. Then he became very affluent, became very happy and joyful. Like that. So on 18th day, that Yajnamurti was waiting, you know, he was waiting to defeat, clinch the issue, you know, finish the matter. So he was seeing, and then immediately as soon as Sri Ramanuja came, and he was affluent like sun and blissful, you know, like that. Like when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was visiting Prakashana Saraswati, after washing his feet, he sat at the, you know, dust wash basin. Then he was very beautiful, he was looking. And Prakashana Saraswati became attracted by the beauty of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Said, "Oh Sripad, why are you sitting in a dirty place? Please come." You know, he gave his hand and said, "Please come and sit with us." Right? So later on Prabhupada mentions, because of doing that service to Mahaprabhu, he became a devotee. Right? By that service. Sripad, right? Because you are looking like Narayana. What is the cause of your lamentation? Come sit with us. Right? Like that. When he saw the affluence of Sri Ramanuja, immediately Devraj Muni's heart has melted. Yajnamurti's heart is melted. And then he said, "Wow, yesterday he was defeated almost, and then his face became very pale and he was depressed, and now he is affluent. What is the cause?" Then immediately he understood that, you know, Lord must have showed his mercy. Then I am actually affected by the vanity, this pride of all this knowledge and scholarship and all. Then I became, you know, this so much burden. And here he is, you know, he is looking so joyful and beautiful. And I am, you know, very depressed. And even though I have conquered all the scholars, but my heart is, you know, completely dry, empty. You know, I am feeling very lonely. Immediately, something is there. Immediately he offered obeisance to Sri Ramanuja. Said, "My dear Lord, please, you know, crush this pride of me in my heart. You know, please give me shelter at your lotus feet. You know, from now onwards, I want to be your servant." Sri Ramanuja said, "Oh, this Lord Devraj has showed immense mercy on you, because you can give up the vanity, you can give up bad qualities like lust, greed and anger, but it is impossible to give up pride unless you receive the mercy of the Lord. So you have this pride, you have this vanity of, you know, big scholar and all, so it is not easy for you to surrender like this. You are surrendering like this, that means the Lord has showed mercy on you." You know, then he gave him, because the Lord has given him mercy, then he said, your name will be from now onwards Devaraj Muni. So he gave him, he said, you know, you must wear, you know, because these Mayavadis, they don't wear cross thread and all. So you must wear, you know, cross thread. Then he put him, you know, they have this Pancha Sanskara. You know, Shankha Chakra Gada Padma, they put, you know, like on the body. So then they said, he built a, he was a big scholar, no? He was a big scholar. So he built a mutt for him in that place. Then he made him, you stay here, take, you know, take care of the DT and all. Then he wrote books, you know, Prameya Sara and some Jnana Sara, something like that. So some four people from that village, they approached Sri Ramanuja, you know, please, for initiation. Sri Ramanuja said, you go to this Devaraj Muni, you know, he is a very great scholar, devotee of the Lord, you know, please like that. You take care of, you know, you take initiation from him. So all the four, these four boys, they have taken shelter of him and they approached Devaraj Muni. Please give us initiation. Devaraj Muni was thinking, oh my God, what is this? Just now I have become free from this vanity of this scholarship and pride of this scholarship. Now, what is, why my Lord is imposing me on this, you know, this guruship. You know, I am the guru of all the disciples. My disciples, and I am the Lord, you know, I have to order them, this thing, that thing. Just now, I know, I am starting my devotional service, and now, whatever little I have learnt, whatever devotion I have earned, it will be finished. Then he immediately ran to Sri Ramanuja, and fell at his lotus feet, that, oh my Lord, why are you punishing me, why are you so cruel on me? You know, why are you so cruel on me? What offense I have committed that you have given me such punishment? Sri Ramanuja asked, what punishment I gave you? I said, no, you just know, I know I am trying to become a disciple and trying, you know, vanity. I am trying to become free from vanity. Now you are imposing me to become a guru and become, you know, to think that I am the guru of all the disciples, I am the Lord. You know, like that. So, please, you know, please relieve me from this. Like that. Sri Ramanuja, you know, brought him up and embraced him. Said, my dear child, actually I am just testing you. You know, I am testing you whether you are completely free from vanity or not. That's why I propose this, that you become a guru. You know, so you have passed the test. You know, you have passed the test. You know, please remain free from this vanity, pride of scholarship. And menially serve the Lord. You know, menially serve the Lord and the devotees. Right? Then you will become perfect. Right? Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, like Srila Bhakti, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took, no? So one of the aspects that was taken from Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya is Vaishnava Seva. Right? Vaishnava Seva. So they believe, you know, Vaishnava Seva. Yeah, more like you must do service to Vaishnavas. So later on, like that, by Harisevaya, by rendering service to devotees, to the Supreme Lord, you know, we can actually attract the mercy of the Lord. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur used to say, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, now the temple in our temple in Jagannath Puri, that is called Bhakti Bhavan. You know, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur was standing there with the Japamala and overseeing the construction of the building. You know, construction of the building. Then somebody commented that Bhakti Vinod Babu, Kedar Babu, they must have made you engineer in CPWD instead of lawyer, you know, magistrate. Because, you know, you are wasting your time. Right? You are wasting your time. You know, this doing, you know, overseeing the construction. Then what he replied, you know, had expressed that when overseeing the erection of a place for devotees to perform bhajan, his own desire for bhajan grew and his heart became gladdened at prospect of serving devotees. You know, all these bricks, etc., are acting as uddipana. There is in Bhakti Rasam Sindhu, as a catalyst, you know, Uddipana means catalyst for Krishna Seva. Like that. when this Gaudi Mutt in Alarnath, was being built. So some of the devotees, they complained to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur that these workers are smoking bidi. They complained to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. Is it like that? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur came and started rolling bidis and gave it to the boys, the workers. if it inspires them to construct this temple, I am ready to roll the beads for them. Right? So then he talked about dham seva, so when we now everybody is going to Vrindavan, so we should do service to the devotees, service to the dham. So by doing this service, menial service, this real knowledge should be revealed, not by reading, by hearting. Once Srila Prabhupada was there in Vrindavan, so there is one person, an Indian devotee, he came and he came in front of Prabhupada. Tamal Krishna Maharaj, somebody told Prabhupada, he knew all the 700 verses of the Bhagavad Gita, he can recite without seeing in Bhagavad Gita. Okay, is it so? Engage him in some service. Srila Prabhupada told, what is the use? Engage him in some service. Then one, Kaushalya Mataji, she was in Jaipur, then she was trying to recite some verses from Ishopanishad. Srila Prabhupada was very happy. He was telling, because why? This Kaushalya Mataji and another Mataji, two of them, they went to Jaipur, and they went to the king of Jaipur and all. They convinced, our spiritual master is the greatest person in the world. You must invite him to Jaipur and have a pandal program. So they arranged, both the ladies, single-handedly, 20-year-old girls, they arranged a big pandal program for Srila Prabhupada. Then Prabhupada was very pleased. So none of our Indian girls can do this, because you Western girls, you are so daring, you have done this. Right? So that is when Kaushalya was reciting, tuta futa, in Sanskrit, Ishopanishad. Prabhupada is very happy. Hey, do you see? These foreign girls are reciting, like that. So, we must be engaged in service to the devotees, service to the Lord, service to the Dham. So by doing this service, this knowledge will be revealed in our heart. So with that revealed knowledge, we can actually become very joyful. Right? Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments?
Krishna, can we say that the spontaneous devotees like George Harrison and Setiji, they are the direct disciple of Lord?
Who? What?
George Harrison, Prabhu.
Harrison.
P.L. Setiji, can we call them spontaneous devotees of Lord?
Srila Prabhupada said Harrison was a Gandharva in his last life. So, Setiji came to, once Prabhupada used to do what, he would tell Giriraj Maharaj and all his assistants, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, if anybody comes, don't allow, I want to rest. Right? So once Setiji came, so he was telling, I want to meet, Prabhupada. So they were all saying, no, you can't meet, Prabhupada told, he is resting. Then Prabhupada heard the voice of Setiji. Right? So Srila Prabhupada he came and he said, come, Setiji, right? I told you, whenever he came, you should allow. So Prabhupada, he only told me, don't allow anybody. Like that. So later on, Setiji, Prabhupada told, see, this is like Indra Bhavan. My disciples built, this Prabhupada quarters. He's like Indra Bhavan. Hey Seti, main to sanyasi hoon. Mere ko kya chahiye? Main jhopdi mein bhi reh sakta hoon. Tum tumhara family ke saath aa jao, idhar raho tum. He told Seti ji. So they have a very unique relationship. Prabhupada is very fond of him. Right? So, what is... Who can tell?
Prabhuji, here there is a trend that we should be dasanu das. Is it the same thing in Golok?
Or is it
direct
course.
Service?
Yeah, yeah.
No, it is direct service to Krishna or...
No, no. Nobody aspires to do service directly to Krishna. They all dasanu das only. Gopi Bhartuhu, Padakamalayor, Das Dasanu Das.
You know? Then those who are aspiring.
Everybody wants to serve Srimati Radharani. They, you know, offer service to Radharani and Radharani offers to Krishna.
But then those who aspire to do parenting of Krishna, they will be doing parenting of some gopi or direct Krishna.
Yeah, yeah. It is there, you know, in Bhaktirasama Sindhu. Like Prabhupada writes in the purport that Yashoda Damodar Leela, that those who want to get Vatsalya Rasa, they must follow in the footsteps of Yashoda. So we must follow in the footsteps of Brajavasis. Oh. That is the system. Ragatmika, they are Ragatmika Bhaktis, Bhaktas. We cannot become Ragatmika Bhaktas. We have to follow in their footsteps, then we can become Ragatmika Bhaktas.
Prabhu, Hare Krishna. This ISKCON temple engages outside staff on salary. We also do some sort of devotional service. Do they stand chance of getting knowledge from Krishna? Will the knowledge be revealed to them?
Shri Prabhupada said, Pujari receiving salary is the lowest kind. You know, Prabhupada told that don't give salaries to Pujaris. Don't ask me why are you giving salary, that it is not in my hands. But Srila Prabhupada instructed, if once you receive salary, then you know your consciousness is contaminated. That is no longer seva. Seva means without any expecting anything in return, you just do render service. That is called seva. So their employees, they get sukriti. Right? Ahetiki aprati hata, that is called pure devotional service. So the moment we get, you know, money by doing, you know, then that is not pure devotional service.
Hare Krishna.
Correct?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Ye bharishi apne Vishwamitra ji ke vasishth ji ke prasang mein bhi aata hai. जब विश्वामित्र को महर्षि वशिष्ठ जी ने नहीं कहा था ब्रह्म ऋषि, तो एक दिन वो भी चले गए कि अपना फरसा लेके विश्वामित्र, और उनको बोले कि अब तो मैं इसको मार के रहूंगा अगर मुझे ब्रह्म ऋषि दी बोले तो उस समय रात के टाइम में गए ना तो वशिष्ठ आश्रम में, तो वशिष्ठ जी कह रहे थे पत्र आप विश्वामित्र बहुत बढ़िया आदमी है, बस उनमें एक ही चीज की कमी है, अदरवाइज तो ये ब्रह्म ऋषि है. तो विश्वामित्र जी ने ये सुना ना तो वो आंखों में पानी दिया है, बोला वशिष्ठ जी मेरे बारे में ये सोचते हैं और मेरा अहंकार ही मुझे मतलब इसको मारने में लिया है. तो उसी टाइम झुक गए तो वशिष्ठ जी ने कहा ब्रह्म ऋषि उठो, मेरा कहने का मतलब ये है प्रभु जी, जैसे आपने कहा कि बहुत ज्यादा स्कॉलर होने का कोई फायदा नहीं है, बहुत ज्यादा वो विश्वामित्र जी अपनी स्कॉलरशिप के अंदर बैठते, अब विश्वामित्र इसीलिए बोर्ड आउट हो गए.
या करेक्ट. हरे कृष्णा. एनी अदर ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की. हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे.